ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग एंड स्पेशली आई वुड लाइक टू टेक दिस अपॉर्चुनिटी टू वेलकम यू टू दिस ओरिजिनल कॉम्प्लेक्स ऑफ द ब्रह्म कुमारीज विच वी कॉल एज पांडव भवन एंड इट्स रियली great fortune for all of us to be on this holy land. You will come to understand the importance of this land and the different places here in a couple of days. But just for your information, this is the place our founder father, Prajapita Brahma, lived from 1952 until 1969, meditated, shared, met people from all over the world. So this is what we call the original headquarters of the Brahma Kumaris. All the other complexes came later. So special welcome to this holy land. So I just want to share with you the agenda for this morning. Until 10:30, I'm going to share with you some thoughts on the topic this morning, the law of karma. And from 10:30 to 11, we have a break, tea break. You will go upstairs in our dining area for tea, and then you will come back here at 11 o'clock. So we will continue the session with question answers and more insight into the topic. And we will conclude with some meditation experience. If there is time permits, those of you who finish your tea in advance, so you can visit the four pilgrimage places here. The one that you are already seated, we call it History Hall. The founder father used to share the wisdom of Raj Yoga. And the other place we call Baba's Room, where he used to live day and night and meditate. And the other place we call Baba's Cottage, where he used to sit, meet people personally, write letters. And then we have the Tower of Peace in the memorial of the Founder Father, where we experience a special meditation in the form of blessings. We always say that if you want to become equal to the Father, you can take the blessings from Baba's room. If you want to make your heart light, being like a friend with God, you sit in Baba's cottage, your history hall, to remove all your waste thinking and have positive thinking, and we go to the Tower of Peace to receive blessings. So this morning, it's a very interesting topic, the law of karma. You know, karma is a Hindi word, which is translated into English as action. And action is defined as energy using the matter. When I, the soul energy, I use my body matter, that is action. So in that context, we can understand that we are constantly performing action. Not after we are born. No, sometimes we think, maybe we start to perform action after we take birth. No. From the time the soul enters the fetus of the mother, action begins. Because the energy begins to use the matter. Until the last moment of breath, when the soul leaves the body. So that means, Everything that we do is action. Thinking, speaking, walking, blinking, breathing, looking, smelling, everything is action. Now, for every action that we perform, just like in the natural science we have certain law, you know, P, law of gravity, it applies to everyone, isn't it? Whether you believe it or not, the law of gravity works for everyone. Whether it is a pauper or a king, if he falls from the fifth floor, gravity, so he will get the same kind of pain. So there is also a spiritual law that abides all of us, whether we know it or not, whether we believe it or not, whether we accept it or not, it's working constantly in everything we do. And the law says, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. It's something like Newton's third law. You know, action and reaction are equal and opposite. Say, for example, if I throw the ball towards the sky, the ball will come back to me with the same speed as I threw, isn't it? You cannot expect that I threw the ball and it will come to you. It has to come back to myself. So whatever actions I am performing, I will be the one who will receive the reward, the results. So which means, if I give happiness to someone, I will receive happiness. If I give sorrow to someone, I will receive sorrow. It just works, logical, scientific. But sometimes, question mark, in this life, say, I have been giving happiness to someone all the time, you know, but I am receiving sorrow from the other end, hurt. So then the question comes, is the law of karma working for me? What do you think? If the law of karma says, action, reaction, equal, opposite. So I give happiness, that person should give me happiness. But I am not getting happiness, but I am getting sorrow. How come? So, in order to understand this secret of karma, this is called secret of karma, I need to first of all know about my eternal existence. You know, I soul, I exist for, right? I am eternal, which means I the soul, I was in many bodies before and I will be in many bodies after, and this is one of the many bodies in the cycle of life. Body will perish, but I exist forever. And that is why in science also they say, for every source of energy, there is a point source of energy outside the universe. Energy was never created. Energy was, will never be destroyed. It always is. Which means that I need to also understand the importance of reincarnation. Karma and reincarnation are inseparable. So when I say I was in other bodies before and I will be in another bodies after, what it means? I have incarnated in other bodies before and I will incarnate in other bodies after. So, who decides my destiny? Who decides? Many times we think, God decides the destiny. So some people feel, if God wants me to suffer, it's fine. But in fact, the truth is, God doesn't interfere in deciding the destiny of human beings. His role as a director is to guide us, to teach us what is karma, how many types of karmas are there, which one gives what kind of reward result. He guides us, enlightens us about the philosophy of karma, and he leaves us to make judgment. I decide my destiny. Yes, we decide our destiny. We are the architect of our destiny. We are given enlightenment. Good karma. 1 minute. So, I was just mentioning that, you know, God enlightens us about the philosophy of karma. What is good karma? What is bad karma? And what is neutral karma? So this whole earth is like a field of action. In this field of action, each one of us are sowing and reaping. That's why in Christianity they call it as you sow, so shall you reap. In Islam, they call the same philosophy of karma as the cause and effect, the law of cause and effect. And so, what is called good karma? You know, sometimes we say, one man's food is another man's poison. What you think is a good karma may not be a good karma for the others. But the universal truth says, good karma is that which is performed in the consciousness of the soul in connection with God. All the actions that is performed in soul consciousness and God consciousness, that is called good karma. And the proof of that is, it gives me happiness, it gives happiness to others. And in context to that, bad karma, negative karma, are those actions which are performed in the consciousness of the body. Body consciousness, under the influence of 5 negative traits, lust, greed, anger, attachment, ego, which gives me sorrow and which makes others sorrow. That is called negative karma. It's a minus account. The other one is a plus account. And the third type of action is called neutral action, which is only in soul consciousness. You know, that means there is no plus or minus. But for your information, we are now able to perform neutral action right now, because as we are in the end of the cycle, we have a lot of bad karma to settle from the past. It's only when we have settled all the negative actions by doing excess of good actions, right, then we can think about neutral karma. And so, what is the proof we can see in this life that gives us an indication that this is good karma's result and this is bad karma result? Because in this life, all of us are experiencing not always sorrow. There is some happiness, there is some sorrow, mixed experience, isn't it? Not all the time we have problems. So I just share with you simple symptoms by which you can understand this is the sign of settling the past karma. Because what happens is, when the soul leaves the body, what happens at the time of death? But before that, who dies? Do you know who dies? Soul or body? What happens to the soul? Soul is eternal. So, what is death according to Raj Yoga is change of costume. According to Raj Yoga, we don't use the word death also. We say he left the body, which means he changed his dress. So that means when a soul leaves the body, it carries with itself the whole story. You know, all the actions, the impressions that we have created during our lifetime is recorded in the soul, and that what we call personality we take with us, and that decides our destiny. You understand? That is how I decide my destiny. You know, we write our story while we are living in this life, and we take with us, and that decides our destiny, where we are going to be born. If I leave my body in India, I can be born in America somewhere. You know, it is according to my impressions, which parents, which part of the world, where I have karma, good karma or bad karma, whatever. And that is why you find in our world today, you know, some parents are very good, but they give birth to handicapped children. You know, and sometimes parents are very good, but they give birth to children who are not having good behavior. You know, we see many, many such cases in our world today. Some part of the world is full of poverty. Some part of the world is full of prosperity. So sometimes we wonder, why is that? You know, is there no justice in this world? Why these people have to suffer? You know? But actually, the philosophy of karma has to work in its own way. Everyone has to settle. Because this is the time of settlement. For good has to get the good, bad has to get the bad. Because the soul has performed, whether the action was performed out of ignorance or out of understanding, whatever. But it's already done. You know, when it is done already, it is creating impression. So you have to. So that is why we are always told, think before you speak. Think before you act. Because you have to face the consequences. But sometimes we forget that common things, you know. After that only we think about it, oh, I should not have done it, but I have already done it. So at least after coming to Raj Yoga, we are cautious. Because I am responsible. So I can tell you clearly, what you are today is the consequence of the action you did in the past. And what you are doing now, you are creating your future. That is why we say your future is in your hands, according to the action that you are performing. So what are some of the indicators? You know, indicators by which we can understand, okay, this is, I am settling karma now, so I don't have to blame anybody. I am responsible for this, so I will be able to finish it faster. So one of the indicators is physical sickness. You know, suddenly many types of sicknesses comes, which is like a severe. I'm not talking about little headache and little sneezing and coughing, but severe sickness where you have to go through torture in the form of pain. So that is one of the indicators that I have abused my body or the bodies of others in my past life. So I am getting the return of that in the form of pain, which I need to accept. So that is one indicator, but that is just a part of it, because when someone goes through sickness, not just the pain, but how much money is involved, right? How many people are involved? All this is connected with the karma. You know, sometimes it happens that you live in America, you come to India and you fell down and you had a fracture and you are admitted to the hospital and you have to spend, you know, long story goes like that. So, it's not like I expected I'm going to fall, that's why I'm going to India. But it just happens. So when I'm going through such kind of period, I need to become introvert and accept I am responsible for this, so I can lessen the pain 50%. I can heal myself because I'm able to tolerate, I'm able to swallow, I connect with God, take the power to heal faster. That's one thing. The second indicator is relationship. You know, in our relationship, whether it's wife, husband, father, mother, neighbors, all kinds of relationship, office, you know, we find that we have some bad karma, that one person is always against me. You know, jealous, always insulting, even though I am not doing anything wrong. So sometimes I wonder, 90 people in the office is okay with me. Why this one person? But then I have behaved in the same way in my past lives. So I am the one who initiated that action. They are only returning to what I have done. So when I have that understanding, I won't increase my karma. I will be able to lessen it by not reacting. So it's just in short, in relationship it happens a lot. And thirdly, with matter, you know, elements of matter, also, you know, we have abused the elements of matter to such an extent. And now what is happening in the world today is the elements of matter retaliating with us. You know, we have abused it to such an extent. So now we have to make sure that the five elements are now served, not misused or abused. So these indicators show that I am settling. But there are also good karma. Suppose if I have good karma in my account, so you find that you get cooperation from everyone, you are mentally happy, you are content, you know, you have physically good health. Like sometimes you find that there are babies born in a family, before the baby arrives, they are welcoming baby with so much of richness, you know. And somewhere, sometimes a baby is born dumped somewhere. So who is responsible for that? It is the karma that we bring with us, isn't it? So this is why, in order to understand the law of karma, it is very important, first of all, to realize who am I. I am a soul, and realize I am eternal. And thirdly, understand that I perform action through this body, and all my actions are recorded, whether you know it or not. Even if you do it secretly, but it's still recorded. It's an automatic recorder here. Yeah? And so I will take my next birth accordingly. So my parents are not responsible. My country is not responsible. God is not responsible. I am responsible. So when I have that awareness, enlightenment, I keep attention before I perform any action. Right? And so the second indicator of good karma is that, you know, sometimes we say, oh, this person is lucky. You know, this baby has brought good luck. Why do you call someone lucky? It's not that they are getting something for nothing, but they have done so much of good karma in their past life. When they left their body, they had carried the excess of the good karma in the next life. So from the beginning, from birth itself, they begin to reap the fruit. Even the baby has not started actually to do anything, but it started to reap the fruit. Because it's the excess of the good karma. But of course it will not last all the time. Then the soul has to realize and consciously do it again. And so once we understand the philosophy of karma, the secret of karma, it gives a lot of satisfaction. You think? Right? Many questions came to our mind, looking at the things happening in the world, questioning, is there justice? Is there someone called God, you know, who can really come and help? All these questions will disappear. So each one of us will take responsibility to make our life better. Now the question is, okay, I have performed good and bad actions in my past life, and I have to reap the good or bad fruit in this life. So what will be the different methods I can use in this life to shorten, you know, to have a shortcut to settle my karma? Everybody wants shortcut, right? There's no running away anyway. So one of the methods we use in Raj Yoga, we share with people, is through meditation, through yoga, remembrance of God. It really works powerfully. So when I have deep, deep remembrance of God, when it takes the form of a fire, like the intense love for God, in that fire of God's remembrance, I am able to burn some of the past sins. Because the realization comes from deep within. I am responsible. I should not do it. There is repentance. There is realization. There is transformation. So we always advise people to increase your remembrance, your meditation as much as possible, so that positive energy, you know, nullifies the negative energy of the past. That is one method. The second method is, now as you know the definition of good karma, bad karma, so make sure you don't do any more bad karmas. Finish account. Close the account of bad karma from here. Because you cannot have both accounts, you know. On one side you are doing good karma, on one side you are doing bad karma. So no balance. So if you want to settle bad karmas faster, stop performing all negative actions. So don't be in a hurry to do action. When thought comes in the mind, before you put them into action, use your judgment power. Use your intellect. Is this good or not? Is this is going to give me happiness or not? Is this going to make me sad? I will not do it. You know? So then you can avoid. Stop doing. So then you can start lessening the account. And the third one, have the hobby, passion, to do as many good actions as possible. Now take this inspiration from this holy land. No, I will accumulate as many good actions as possible, so that my good actions will erase the bad actions. You know, because just like if you have recorded something in the cassette, and if you record something better, the old one will be erased. So in the same way, when you accumulate many good karmas in your account, the bad will be automatically erased. And the proof of settling all this is that you begin to feel your intellect becomes clearer, your mind becomes lighter, your concentration gets, you know, precise, focused. You enjoy your life. You know, the enjoyment gives an enlightenment. But, you know, sometimes, as I said, we do good karma. It looks like we are doing good karma, but our intention is not good. So, that is very important. Your intention is counted in the account of good karma. If my intention is not good, even though it looks good externally, it will not be going into a good karma account. For example, you know, some people give lot of donation and charity, but their intention is their name should be engraved on the board. Their name should be printed in the newspaper, you know. So that means that they are doing for the sake of name and fame. Not genuine, you know. So that is not called good karma. 50% of what they have done is gone already. See, that is why, you know, we also practice vegetarianism, because we believe in the intention of killing. You know, you kill animal for two reasons. One is to eat, to fill your belly. Yeah? That is bad karma. We say five people share sins. A person who kill, the person who sell, the person who buy, the person who cook, the person who eat. Because it is a form of violence. Giving sorrow. But sometimes we kill animals. Say, for example, you kill a snake. You kill a mosquito. What is your intention? You want to eat that mosquito? You want to eat that mouse? No. To save many people from being killed. Is that right? By spreading, you know, some mosquitoes spread dengue fever. So you avoid many people from getting sick. So it is not a bad karma. But if I am killing animal, chicken, you know, to eat for my stomach, that is not a good karma. Or sometimes say, for example, you are an honest person. You don't want to tell lie. But you are telling lie to help your friend. But in whose account that will go? Not your friend's account, your account. So I have to be very much aware at every step what I am doing. You know? Because thinking will soon become words. And words, receive repeated thoughts will become words. And repeated words will become action. And repeated actions will become a habit. And repeated habit will become your personality. Right? So that is why we always say, watch your thoughts. Your thoughts will become your words. Watch your words. Your words will become your action. Watch your action. Your action becomes your habit. Watch your habit. Your habit become your character. And watch your character. Your character become your personality. And, you know, you become the architect of your own destiny. So remember, you are the architect. You can make it or break it. It's in your hand. One thing attracted me very much about this karma philosophy when I came to Raj Yoga 50 years ago was this concept of having free will. You know, in India we used to believe that destiny, until today what has happened is destiny. You can't change. It is destined to happen. But tomorrow what is going to happen, I have free will to decide. very interesting. This is another secret. You know, next, how is going to happen? You decide. You got the free will to decide. So that really awakened me. Really. I really liked that concept. Because I did not want to sit down there mourning, you know. Oh, I am destined to suffer like this. It's all right. Okay. Like self-pity, you know. I did not want that self-pity. I want to change myself. I want to improve myself. So this concept, free will, opened up my intellect. Then we were asking one of the senior dadis, how much percent free will works and how much percent destiny? Can you guess? What answer must be? How much percent? 100% is okay. In that 100%, how much percent free will works? And how much percent destiny works? I told you destiny means until now. What has happened, that was destined. That cannot be changed. But after this one moment, what I should do is I can have a free will to decide. I cannot sit there saying it is destiny. That's wrong. So how much percent? So it was interesting, the senior sister said, 60% free will, 40% destiny. Think about it. 60% free will, 40% destiny, which means free will is more powerful than the destiny. Why? Because when I performed action in the past, I was in ignorance. I did not know what is a soul. I did not know the spirit of God. But now I have enlightenment. I have intellect to think right and wrong, and I can decide at my own free will. So I can change my personality with this free will. I hope you can understand what I mean. Yeah? I can change my personality with this free will and I can become a better person. So we have many examples in Raja Yoga. A dacoit becoming a yogi. Just imagine, a dacoit, somebody who murders people, realizing that was a wrong act, with his free will change and become a yogi. You know? Many prisoners is being released from the prison because of the realization change in their life. So anything is possible. So we should not sit down there, you know, pitying ourselves. You're poor me, you know, you have done so many bad things in the past. You got to suffer, you suffer, you don't beat yourself. But of course I accept. I accept. I don't blame anyone. This is the benefit. You know, when you understand the law of karma accurately, you don't put your fingers towards anyone like this point. Because of this person I am suffering, because of this, no. I don't even blame myself, but I take responsibility and I change. So we can become better people. You understand? So we perform actions for many reasons. For recreation, for earning our livelihood, out of responsibility. Maybe the reason we are performing action. At all time, I need to be attentive about the consciousness I have, the intention with which I am performing action. Intention counts a lot in deciding which kind of account my karma should go. So that is why when we see the present situation in the world, you know, why so much of sorrow people are going through, so much of upheaval in the elements of matter, so much of imbalance, you know, as I said, one part of the world having excess of food and excess of money. I just finish a few sentences, and then, as I mentioned, we have a break in our tea. But if you finish your tea early, if you can, then you'll have an opportunity to visit the four pilgrimage places for a few minutes. But we would like you to come back by 11 o'clock, so brother will guide you to, yeah? So I just was mentioning the imbalance that is because of the karma, you know. So we will continue afterwards. And you can think about any questions you have in mind. So we will also have some time for question answers. So enjoy your break. Please follow. You can leave your bag if you want here, or can take with you. Please follow Brother Joe, because he will guide you to the right place. Think about what you have heard and bring some questions so we can discuss. Yeah.